Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Jollis is here. Rob's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top sales professional. Let me rephrase it. One of the top professional selling experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He's written all the important books about it. Customer-centered selling it should be one of your Bibles, one of your marketplace Bibles. He's also the author of How to Change Minds. He's still trying to change mine. It's not working too good so far. He's our good friend Rob Jollis. Welcome back to the show.
Well, you're all over the place. Good to be back. Thanks.
It's good to have you back, and a budding auctioneer.
Oh yeah, I was in New York just last week. Raised with the help of some very generous people over $250,000 for Hope for a Healthier Humanity, wonderful charity.
So you do it? Yeah, you're doing a lot of charity auctions, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty my specialty.
Cool. Pretty cool. Yeah. Good for you. But we're going to talk about sales today. We're going to try to help small business owners put more rocks in the box. And you have five reasons why you think small businesses are successful in their sales training. What's the first one?
Okay, let's take them one by one. And the first one is confusing motivation with actual process or sales training. So we all get together, we have our year-end meeting, we're going to have a sales training function to it, and we bring in a Chris Farley, we bring in a motivational speaker, and everybody feels great and is pumped to take over the world. But where are we 2 weeks from that presentation?
It's like a Chinese meal, right? 2 hours later, you're hungry again.
That's the way of looking at it for sure. And I often get asked, "Hey, we've got a slot for you to do a keynote, so you can sales train us." And you can see how that's a very confusing sentence right there. I'm not really going to sales train 350 people in an hour.
Everyone listening has heard someone give a speech that where they were entertained, they laughed, they said, "Oh, that was so great," but a day later, you went hoping to gain some kind of insight. A day later, you couldn't remember. All you could remember was that you had fun. You don't remember anything that you took away.
Yeah, exactly. Jim, with companies like Xerox, which we both work for, got wonderful reputations for their sales training, but we didn't do it in an hour. We didn't do it in a half a day.
Right.
We didn't do it in a day. We didn't do it in a week. We spent 2 weeks with six students to one instructor, sent them out in the field to learn the product a little more, and brought them in for two more weeks. That's 4 weeks of training
and
six students to one instructor.
And 40 years later, I still attribute close to half of whatever I've accomplished since then to that training.
Well, you and me both.
The other half was getting up off my backside.
Right. And by the way, 40 years later, well, not quite so many for me, but 30 years later, I still bump into people who have gone through Xerox sales training, and they carry that laminated card.
And they weren't even with Sears, probably. They were with another company around the world somewhere. I mean, Xerox. They weren't even with them. Because they sold this product to other people. Anyway, so you've got to train them about things that will stick, right?
Well, yeah, and we're talking about small group activities. We're talking about case studies, role plays, simulations.
Stop.
We're talking about
Stop.
A whole lot more
Stop.
Than we can cram into
Stop,
an hour.
Rob. Role playing, folks. I don't know why, Rob. I don't know why role playing is such a weird thing for small businesses. Because I've used it over the years when I've trained small business sales groups. But for some reason, it's weird for them, but they don't realize how powerful it is.
Well, it's weird for them, Jim, because it puts them on the spot. Like, imagine I'm going to teach you to play golf. I'm going to spend all day telling you how to grip the club, where, how to swing.
Yep.
But we're never actually going to swing the club. We're never going to play a round of golf. eventually we have to go on the course, make mistakes, and practice that swing.
That's
and
right.
That's what a role play does. It allows us to apply what we've learned to a real world situation and succeed and fail and evaluate and evolve. But we have to role play, and case studies are just as important because case studies allow people to pick how they're going to shape the shot and then take the shot.
Could you have your own case studies where when someone goes out, if they don't get the sale, they come back and they deconstruct it with everyone and say, okay, what happened? How did we mess up? What can we learn?
Yeah, I love that. I call those simulations. That's the third wheel. Because what a simulation does is it says, guess what? We're not going to use all nine steps in a pretty little package just the way you learned them.
Right.
We're going to take the ball off the tee, and we're going to put it on a downhill lie and a divot, and we're going to shape the shot. And that's a simulation, Jim. It says, now pick through what you've learned and apply it to a real-world situation.
Well, and folks, this is really important stuff. And all right, so can we talk about products in 2 minutes?
Yeah, I think we can do that. The second thing is, what we do is we bring everybody in town and we say, okay, here's your sales training. And we go, the widget turns this way and it has four screws. And we go all through the product and we go, okay, go sell, ladies and gentlemen. And nobody's actually learned how to sell the product. So what they're going to do, Jim, is they're going to now reenact the worst sales move they can make, which is to sit in front of a customer and go through point by point just what they learned of the product, pat themselves on the back and go, I did a great job selling today. We didn't ask any questions.
No,
we didn't listen because we never really got to the process of selling. We thought we did, but we never got there.
We call that dump truck selling.
Right.
You back your dump truck up, beep, 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 to the desk, and you just dump everything on their desk.
But I'll bet a lot of people who are listening, Jim, can now lean back and go, I do. I remember when I learned insurance sales and I learned term and whole life and disability, but nobody really went through the process of persuasion and influence.
How about discovery? Yes. What the person you're talking to has on their mind, what their issues are.
Right. No, I went through sales training. I memorized 7 features and benefits, and I'm going to regurgitate them as soon as somebody says hello to me. That's not selling, but that's the way we're teaching them.
Yep, that's it. Folks, this is so important. Rob knows his stuff. He's written the books on it, Customer-Centered Selling. How many versions of that's out now, Customer-Centered Selling?
Well, we got 2 of them on the shelf on that one.
And how to Change Minds, that's the new one, right? How to Change Minds.
That's it. There you go.
And plus a bunch of other folks that have the stack here. I can't see over them, but they're all here. Rob Jolles, Jolles.com, JOLLES.com. Rob and I will be right back. We got 2 more very important reasons why your small business sales training might be not as effective as possible. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.